Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. It's Friday. Oh, I'm so excited. You get a Friday, and you get a Friday. And you get a Friday. So, now that I've bestowed upon you this excellent Friday, what are you gonna do with it? I am going to take my Friday out to restaurant week with my girls because my Friday deserves. I need some serious R&R, y'all, because this week has been crazy. It's been incredibly uncomfortable. I believe it's supposed to rain heavily this weekend. It could rain cats and dogs. It could rain men. It could rain ladies, tramps, and scallywags, as far as I'm concerned. As long as it gets rid of the humidity, I'm here for the rain. It could rain the entire population of Cuba, really. No, really. Have you seen the Cuban Olympic team? They're fine. First of all, I just found out that Cuba is seriously black, like blacker than Harlem black. Don't hop in my mentions, Cuban Twitter. We've already gone through this. Yes, I know, you're black. Now I found out that they're fine too. I'm about to arrive to get my Cuban husband. Speaking of the Olympics, y'all have been dragging Ryan Lochte, and I'm here for it because this whole ordeal with him lying to his mom, do you realize if he never called his mom in the first place, none of us would ever know anything had happened? This is now a whole international event because he called his mother after vandalizing a gas station. What are you doing, Ryan Lochte? You're a 32-year-old man. This is why they're calling him a kid, probably. Because what 32-year-old man calls his mom after vandalizing a gas station? I don't get it. Wouldn't be me. All that to say, please rain this weekend so that we can get over this humidity because I'm over it. I've had a long week. Can I tell y'all how long this week has been for me? Because I've gotten up every day at 3 a.m. to be here with y'all. And on top of that, I've been PMSing for 2 solid weeks. Not 1 week, 2 solid weeks. And on top of being sleep deprived and PMSing, I have new aligners in my mouth, so I can't feel my teeth. It's the weirdest feeling in the world. It keeps me from being able to say words like resuscitate. So this weekend cannot come soon enough. Though my ability to smile and work through all of that is probably why people think I'm the killer. Could I be the Dexter of web broadcasts? Don't answer that question. Here's a question you can answer though. How do you feel about cis as opposed to trans? I ask because on the wheel of Black Twitter conversations, this seems to be a new recurring conversation that we're having. The idea that cis is somehow a slur to people who are not trans. Which, okay, so I've seen a couple of people making this argument. In most cases, they're people who don't know what the word means, which is like, you got some nerve hopping on Twitter, being offended by a word that you don't even know what it means. If you don't do your Google, Google is there to help you. Words are nothing but the tools that we use to communicate. You could use smoke signals. You could use hand signals. But you don't. You use words. So if you don't know what a word means, you can't properly use your tools, now can you? Instead of getting in your feelings just because somebody used a word you don't know the meaning of, why don't you do your Googles and find out what the word actually means? Because y'all look silly. Somebody says cis and you talking about, what'd you say about my mama? Nothing. I said cis. It's like the opposite of trans. Literally, just opposites, antonyms, the reverse of one another. Just like there's a transatlantic, there could be a cisatlantic. One just means you crossed that ocean. The other means you just didn't cross that ocean. It's really not that hard. And we can't even get into talking about transphobia if y'all are gonna sit up here and pretend that being called cis is a slur. In the same way that we know it's ridiculous when white people try to say that calling them white is racist, because they made white and they made black and they made Asian and whatever else. That's the same way that cis is not a slur, because we made trans. If you can call somebody trans, you can be called cis. I had someone hop in my entrance the other day talking about, do you even know where cis comes from, where the word originated? Well, of course, when I flipped it on her and asked her if she knew the origin of the word she just tweeted to me, she asked me if I was serious. Am I serious? Are you serious? Suddenly, knowing the origins of the words that you're using only applies if you're using the word cis? Y'all can find every reason in the world to be okay with sounding like oppressors when you're the ones doing the oppression. I wish somebody would have a BOGO sale on thinking caps, because y'all are sorely lacking. Fresh out of good thinking. But it doesn't have to be this way. We can learn, we can grow, we can add more words to our vocabulary, and keep it moving. And do better next time. I'll sip to that. Are you signed up for the newsletter? Because it's going out tomorrow, and it's got some goodies in it. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. Also, if you have a business, go to goodmorningblacktwitter.com, go to the About page, scroll down, and contact me. I really would like to feature your business or your organization or your Kickstarter, whatever you're doing. I'd love to feature it on the show. So let me know. As always, if you're watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you for rocking with me. Good morning, Black Twitter.